Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. That's called Green Onions, that song. From the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Connie Sertucci. Connie is a five-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. She's Executive Vice President and General Manager for Small Business Solutions at Sage and Sage North America. She's our good friend. Connie, thanks again for being here. Thank you for bringing this. You always bring us great research that you guys are finding out there. You got your finger to the on the pulse and your ear to the ground of entrepreneurship across America. And this is the state of the startup that you found. And you're about to tell us another story about another finding about the condition of startups these days in America when we went to the break. You remember where you were?
Absolutely. Well, we were talking a little bit about, you know, the makeup of the startup founder, the founder and the co-founder.
Right.
But what we also did, Jim, is we wanted to ask these respondents questions to understand, you know, how their business are doing, if they're growing, are they thriving, do they meet their business goals. And then coming out of this, we really grouped them into top tier, middle tier, lower tier in terms of their business performance. And the ultimate goal was to see what is it that's different about this top tier that has made them successful. So if you want, I'll share you some of the findings that we had out of that. You know, the first thing was that the top tier tended
to
have...
Can I stop you for a second?
Absolutely.
When you use the word successful, you're using it as in the term that they grew and they got bigger, right?
Well, it actually, that's a good point. So let me start with
because
that.
I want to make sure we point something out, because I know you agree with me about this. Every entrepreneur, this is the beautiful part about being an entrepreneur. Every one of us gets to define success
right
in our own way.
Right.
For me, success is happiness. Not
right.
necessarily money and stuff or employees or market share or whatever. To me, success as an entrepreneur is happiness. And I want to make sure that we lay that groundwork first. Now go ahead with your research.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because that is what we looked at. In fact, when you look at the top tier, what 91% of the top tier said that they were doing well towards meeting their business goals, whatever those goals were, versus 12% on the bottom tier. So it wasn't necessarily financial, but it was what they wanted to do when they started their business. 91% of the top tier said that they were hitting those. So they're exactly right. But there were really five areas where we saw that were best practices at the highest level. The first was a bit surprising, that the top tier tended to have a co-founder with them. You know, the founder and the co-founder. And, you know, I believe that's probably because it helped them share some of those startup burdens, helped them augment maybe some of their weaknesses and managing a business. And so that thought that was very interesting.
Now, say that number again. That's fascinating.
Well, it was just that the majority of them in the top tier had a founder.
The majority
co-founder.
Had co-founders.
Yeah.
How about that?
Versus those that were others. The second one is not going to be a surprise to any of you or your listeners. I mean, they had a formal business plan, but I think what's surprising is how many people do start up their business without a business plan. But the successful businesses were 78% more likely to have created a business plan before they launched, you know, which included market research and all of that.
Right.
Let me tell you why
those people wind up being successful. Because when you start out, as you know, Connie, when you start out, you're trying to find a nickel and a penny to rub together to make
right.
into 8 cents.
Right.
And if you make any mistakes, then you're going to lose that 6 cents. And if you go through a little research and some planning, you can rule out the mistakes before you make them, many of them. You want me, not all of them, but a whole lot of a lot of expensive ones. And so that's the reason why the plan is really important. Go ahead with your
Absolutely. One of the other best practices with they turned to professional advisors. They were more likely to get an accountant at the very beginning.
Ask for help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ask for help. You're not supposed to know everything, folks.
Right. And the other one, there were two more. This last one, the next one was leveraging the latest marketing tactics. They weren't afraid of Twitter. They weren't afraid of social media to really connect with their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final one, which I think ties back to what you said earlier, is that the top tier was more likely, 58% more likely, to report they had a good work-life family balance. So they were happy. You know, it was more about working smarter, not just harder.
That's exactly right. But I'll tell you one other thing, Connie, and that you also know. If you can't be happy without money and stuff, you're not going to be happy with money and stuff.
That's right. That is very, very true.
So you can find happiness if you're in entrepreneurship. But if the thing about it is, though, if you're looking for entrepreneurship to make you happy, that might not necessarily be what happens.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah, you got to be happy when warts and all. You got to figure out how to do that. Connie, so the sage.com, right? That's how they can find more about this.
That's right. And the survey should be posted next week.
All right. And can we post it up? Will you let us link to it? We'll link to it on our website and make sure people know how to get to it. We'll feature it in our newsletter this week, too. So,
great.
It's good stuff, folks. So we're going to come back. Connie's got more to come after these messages. I love having her on the show. She always, besides being a cool lady, she always has good stuff for us. That's coming up right after this break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blysingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.